Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishiv Zeichet Afanju Zivag Hagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Yod tells us Mina Kruv. If a person made a neder, he's not going to eat Kruv, which is cabbage, Aser Bispargos, he's not allowed to have Aspargos, which is a type of cabbage. That's because when he says Kruv, he means all cabbage, and Aspargos is a type. However, when Aspargos, he makes a neder, he's not going to have Aspargos, Mudibra Kruv, he is allowed to have classic cabbage, because Aspargos is a specific, unique type, and he doesn't have in mind all general types of cabbage when he used the word asparagus. Same thing, mina grisim, if he makes neder from grisim, which is some sort of bean. Also, mina mikvah, he's not allowed to have mikvah, which is the dish that's made out of these grisim. That's because since the dish is also called grisim, because that's the main part of the dish, so he's obviously including mikvah in this neder of his. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Matzah, Rabbi Yossi allows him to eat mikvah when he made a neder from grisim. Now back to the Tana Kama, mina mikvah, if he made a neder, he's not going to have mikvah. Mother for grisim, he's allowed to have grisim. Furthermore, mina mikvah, he makes a neder from mikvah. Also, b'shom, he's not allowed to have garlic because it's very normal to put garlic in mikvah, so he obviously had in mind garlic as well in his neder, whereas Rabbi Yossi Matzah, Rabbi Yossi allows. However, mina shom, if he made a neder from shom, mutra mikvah, he's allowed to have the mikvah. And the last of these cases, mina adashim, if he made a neder from lentils, aser bashishim, he's not allowed to have a shishin, which is like the chaff or the bran of the lentils. It's considered the waste part of it, but it's still aser for him to eat it because it's included in adashim. Rabbi Yossi Matzah, Rabbi Yossi allows. However, mina ashishim, if he made a neder, he's not going to have a shishim, mutra adashim, he's allowed to have lentils. And it's important to note that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi in any of these three cases. Moving on to another set of cases, let's a person said, chita chitim she'eni tayim. I'm not going to have chita or chitim. So aser b'hen bein kamach bein pas. He's not allowed to have chitim in any form, not flour or bread. And by the same token, if he says gris grisin she'eni tayim, so aser b'hen bein chayin bein mevushalim. He's not allowed to have grisim in any form, not raw or cooked. And Rabbi Huda says that let's say the person said, kainim gris oy chita she'eni tayim. I'm not going to have gris, or he says I'm not going to have chita. So motor lach is chayim. He is allowed to chew these things raw because only when a person says chitim does he mean he's not going to have it raw. The word chita means he's not going to have bread. So that's why in this scenario, he's allowed to have them raw. Moving on to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Hanodim and Ayarek, if a person made a neder, he's not going to have yarek, which is vegetables. So Motaba Deluim, he's allowed to have Deluim, which is some sort of squash or gourd. That's because it's not considered yarek. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Iser, Rabbi Kiva asers him from Deluim because he considers Deluim a type of yarek. So Amr Lai Rabbi Kiva, the Chum told Rabbi Kiva, Ba'loi Aymer Adam Lashluchai, let's say a person told a shliach, he sent someone on a mission, Kachli Yarek, go buy yarek for me. And there was no yarek in the marketplace. So the shliach comes back and says, "Loi matzasi el deluin. I only found deluin." So it's obvious that deluin is not considered yarek, because if it was considered yarek, then he just would have bought it and come home with it, and he wouldn't have come back empty-handed asking about the deluin. So Amar Lahem, Reb Kiva told them, "Kena davar, that is the matter." Meaning, from this very example that you just brought me, I'm going to show you that deluin actually is yarek, because Aishama Aimer Hulai loi matzasi el kitnis. Is his shliach going to come back and say, "I only found kitnis, legumes, or beans"? He's not going to say that. He's obviously not going to say that, because these have nothing to do with yarek. He comes back and he says, "I only found deluim." Ella, rather, what does that mean? Shad deluim b'chal yarek v'kitnias ain't a b'chal yarek. That clearly tells us that deluim is a type of yarek and kitnias is not a type of yarek. And that's why he asked about the deluim. He's not going to come back asking about kitnias. Now, even though Rabbi Kiva just had a really nice response, we paskin like the chachamim. Now, lastly, when a person makes a neder from yarek v'asur pol mitzri lach, he's not allowed to have this Egyptian bean if it's moist, mutar b'yavish, but he's allowed to eat it if it's dry. That's because when it's moist, it's considered a vegetable, but once it's dry, it's just considered a plain old bean, which does not fall into the category of yarek. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.